the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. The world just had the hottest week on record, according to preliminary data, and the extreme temperatures could upend how farmers have worked for centuries. Hal Hamilton with the Sustainable Food Lab sees farmers struggling to adapt.
It's unavoidable that the temperatures on average are getting higher and weather in general is more volatile. So it's a little bit confusing for farmers just like it is for everybody else.
The World Meteorological Organization says global temperatures will likely hit a critical warming threshold in 5 years, meaning worse heat waves, droughts, floods, storms, and wildfires. Hamilton says in some places, mitigation has already begun.
Some of the bigger food companies now have not only goals for greenhouse gas emissions, but goals for a number of acres in regenerative agriculture.
95% of the world's farmers are small scale and need help to withstand climate impacts. They nonetheless receive just 2% of climate funding. New research says after COVID, mental health and addiction are now the top rural health concerns. Janie Ikeri has more.
The Southwest Rural Health Resource Center survey found that for the first time in a generation, folks say mental health and addiction are rural communities' most serious health issues. Study co-author Tim Callahan points to opioid abuse in the pandemic.
When you start thinking about the context of the past decade and the context of the pandemic in which you launched the survey, the findings are a bit less surprising.
In previous surveys, access to basic care have been the top priority. But Callahan says the country has done a lot to make healthcare more accessible.
There have been important gains in healthcare access over the past decade. The biggest one, of course, being the passage of the Affordable Care Act.
I'm Janie Carey.
Walleye schnitzel, dumpling stew, cookie salad. Scandinavian cuisine may never catch on nationwide, but don't tell the folks lining up at Bernie's in East Grand Forks, Minnesota. A third of the people in that state and North Dakota claim Scandinavian heritage, and Daily Yonder writer Kim Cobersmith says Bernie's caters to their tastes.
There's a meatless burger made from Minnesota wild rice, and of course the hot dish made with ground beef and vegetables in a cream base topped with tater tots.
Bernie's is the brainchild of Molly Yeh, a food blogger who promoted Jewish and Chinese fare until she married a fifth-generation North Dakota sugar beet farmer. After they moved north, Yeh began starring in the Food Network's Girl Meets Farm. Cobersmith says Bernie's came next.
It's the only celebrity restaurant anywhere near where it is, where North Dakota meets Minnesota.
But can Chef Yeh make the classic Norwegian potato flatbread lefse? Oh, you betcha. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.